This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis today announced furloughs for most of the state's 30,000 workers because of budget cuts due to the pandemic. He noted many Coloradans had to cut back on spending.
Families are tightening their family budget. Many folks have lost hours that they work. Others are worried about losing their jobs. The public sector, too, needs to tighten its belt to get through this.
State workers with lower salaries will take one unpaid day off, while workers with higher salaries will take as many as 4 days off. Polis also announced an increase in COVID cases, especially among 18 to 25-year-olds. Colorado hotels saw occupancy rates increase again last month as the industry began bouncing back a bit this summer from what experts call a devastating blow brought on by the pandemic. The Rocky Mountain Lodging Report says room occupancy rose to just over 51% in August. Bill Hopping is a market consultant.
As the pandemic progressed and summer progressed, people became a little bit more comfortable with driving to destinations, and there was less of a bad day for everybody through those peak summer months.
Hopping says the luxury hotel sector made the greatest recovery after taking the hardest hit, but he adds the industry expects another downturn with students back in school and temperatures dropping. And Cale Makar of the Colorado Avalanche is Rookie of the Year, scoring more goals than any other NHL rookie defenseman this season. It is 82 in Denver, 81 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.